Existence is ignorance or unconsciousness in motion. And the purpose of it is to make the individual man or woman more conscious. This is done through the karmic process of death and rebirth, which for the masses is the unending cycle of time or existence. For only through ignorance or what is false, that is, through the person that you think you are but are not, can the individual being that you really are ever perceive the truth of itself. In other words, you have to be an ignorance in person in order to emerge from ignorance as your individual conscious self or true being. But you must be clear as to what death and rebirth is, and not mix it up with popular notions that the person or masses have of it today. For instance, reincarnation, as it is discussed and understood in the world, is not the truth. Reincarnation is a doctrinal falsehood, a reasonable attempt to give integrity to the continued existence of ignorance as a way of life. In other words, reincarnation is the doctrine of ignorance playing for time in the future, so that it won't have to face up to being true to life in the present. The only death and rebirth for you, the individual, is now. This moment is your only incarnation. You can only be incarnate, in the flesh, now, as you can only be true, now. If you quit a situation or a person in order to be true to yourself, it will be now, not tomorrow. In that moment and all the other moments of your daily life, when you have the opportunity to be true or not true, you either die to be true, or you do not die to be true. You either die in that moment to the person that you are, die to the ignorance that you are holding on to or compromising with as yourself, or you don't. If you die to that personal self, which means you face up to the falsehood of it, you are immediately reborn, instantly freed of that part of the old person or false self that you were. If you don't die to it, you continue to live on as the same old person, the same old wearying problem you can't escape from. The person is the only problem. Getting the person to the point of dying, however, is unpleasant, uncomfortable, difficult or painful, as everyone knows who has had to be brave and true and face up to themselves in a crisis. But the release, the blessed cleansing energy that comes from being straight and new, is unmistakable. Only fear, the fear of dying now to what you are used to, stands in the way. Only fear dies. The process of dying and rebirth is the same, whether you die psychologically, emotionally, or physically. Something dies within you. It is you, but it is not you. Your attention is focused on that within. You feel the dying. You don't see it, imagine it, or think about it. It is intensely, though very finely, agitating. Disturbing, distressing, painful, not unlike the after effects of a wasp or bee sting, or the high-pitched onset of a dose of flu. You watch without seeing, acutely aware as you endeavour to perceive, whether through the confusion of psychological death, through the pain of emotional death, or through the incredible, palpable blackness of physical death. At the moment of dying, the physical body which at all other times seems so unquestionably you, together with all notions about reincarnation or any other topic, is completely irrelevant to you, has no reality at all. Death is death. There is nothing like it. Even though you die 10,000 times, which developing consciousness or evaporating ignorance must, you can't remember death. If you do, you only think you do, and what you remember is still a part of living, of holding on notionally, not death itself. In death you grow in being, not in information. Death is always the first time. Each death is new, for death is now. Ignorance lives in the past and fears the now, the present which is death to it. Unless you die continuously to your notional self while you are living, you will always fear death as it is approaching. You will hold on, and you will be distressed, disturbed, or pained in your unhappiness. Death exists only for the living ignorance that must die. When the ignorance dies, life is, and you feel and know you are reborn. Remember, death in all its facets is the process of being made true, by being made to face up to the parts of yourself that you have conveniently ignored or excused in the past. Remember, death always takes place inside the physical body, within, where there is no physical body, only feeling, sensation or presence, and no thought. In that brief moment, even though you may still be living in the body, you are out of existence. You have overcome the world and are out of time. In that brief moment, all your debts are paid.